And this is Alderman Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha on Saturday mornings at 10, with the honor of filling in for Matt with my pop-up show this week, all St. Patrick's Day week, and instead of Matt Flynn Direct, it's Don Brown Connect, all things Waukesha, and a tribute to the Irish this St. Patrick's Day week, and lots to do in Waukesha this morning. In fact, if I can balance a very busy work day, I'm going to try to get out of here. When we finish this show at 8, I'll probably be heading over to Magellan's to meet my friend Mary Jane and Connor, nice Irishman. Connor's from Chicago. So I'll be joining them, I think, for at least a shot of whiskey. So not too much. Like I've got work to do. I got a big meeting at noon, but the big day, so much to do, and beautiful weather, too. It was nice to leave the fleece in the car. I had to move my pin, my Irish pin, Sam's looking at it, from my fleece to my green shirt. And Sam, you can't really see it from where you are, but it's got the Irish flag, and then the middle is this big black fist, and then the Gaelic words, Shaki Arla, which means our day will come. So, and it sure has for the Irish in America. We've come a long way, and that's why St. Patrick's Day is very special to us. It was, it's funny, for years in Ireland, it was just another holy day of obligation during Lent. You went to church on St. Patrick's Day, but that's all it really was. And America became a big expression of cultural pride for a lot of the Irish all over America and cities all over America. You know, we know about Chicago. They dye the river green, and they've got, gosh, I think they have like three parades now. There's always been the downtown and then the south side, which was legendary, and then now I heard there's recently a north side, Boston, of course, New York, and actually the biggest St. Patrick's Day celebration in America. Can you guess what that is, Sam? Got you on the spot here. No, that's fine. You know, you would guess any one of those cities I just mentioned, but it's actually in Savannah, Georgia, where there's been an Irish community, pretty active one, probably in the, as long ago as early 19th century. And they've got events going on all throughout the city there, including a parade and a big, it's pretty neat. I had a cousin who got to go down there for a rugby tournament during that whole, and he said it's really something. So looking for any good travel ideas for future St. Patrick's Days, check out Savannah. But instead, we're here at the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. More on her later. Lots to do here in Waukesha. Yes, and I'm coming to you live from the future office of former Alderman Don Brown. That's right. I will be, stepping down. My last official day is April 19th, but my last meeting will be April 7th, and I'll be honored along with other outgoing aldermen. They give you a street sign, which is pretty cool. So it helps helps soften the blow of departing public life in this aspect. But thanks to Mike Rudy and Walk Radio and Devil Radio, I am Alderman for Life here at, currently, future office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, and very special St. Patrick's Day for me today and for all of us, again, with beautiful weather and so much going on. I've been reading off a litany of things to do. Seems like you can't go anywhere and not run into a good time. So, glad to have you. But last night, going back to city business, was my last meeting of the HR committee that I've been serving on since 2019, since I was when it first came into office. And one of the big issues was we voted on giving the city, we approved a budget range for the city to hire consultants to do a study of the water utility and some of the functions of public works to see how we can make that more efficient. And reason why is there's an opening for the director of public works after the retirement of Fred Abadi late last summer. And Fred served the city proudly for 13 years. And many in the city were really pleased with his work, especially when you look, those who have lived here long enough, when you see the quality of our roads, over the years. And Sam's nodding her head. Yes, Sam grew up here, and so she remembers. And Fred had worked with much bigger cities. We're grateful to have him in many ways. But that role is yet to be filled, and one of the reasons is that they want to do an analysis of how public works functions, how the water utility functions, especially in light of the growing need for, I would think, staff and services. And so they're looking at how maybe some pivots might be more meaningful and more beneficial to the city, especially, you know, as we're bringing in the Lake Michigan water, that big project. So, and that's all we had. So it was a short meeting, but had a great discussion with Alderman Rick Lemke, who is facing challenger Ron Radishel. I think I said that name correct. In the, I think Rick's in the 14th. And, you know, Rick's, you know, he's somewhat concerned because he thinks that there's an anti-incumbency feeling in the community and perhaps nationwide. And but he's very stoic about it. You know, but I think with Rick, though, is that he, in his first term, you know, he came in kind of guns blazing, thought the city was spending too much money, taxes are too high, all these things. And as he kind of got to know the lay of the land and how the city operates, he had developed a different opinion. And he also realized, too, you know, Rick is very, very Republican and is very, very partisan Republican, very conservative. But he realized in his first few months that a lot of the issues that you deal with in city politics are not partisan issues. They're common sense issues and how can we do better. And so he'd really changed his tune. And some would say, oh, yeah, he sold out, this or that. And it's, but no, he really, as someone that's owned a business, a family business, most of his life, he really realizes that operationally that the city's doing a lot of good things. And he's had a chance to kind of, you know, revisit some of his opinions and feels, you know, he's still a very dyed-in-the-wool Republican conservative, especially in terms of national policy. But at the local level, he feels he's taken on a different perspective and, you know, and encourages everyone to do the same, as, you know, especially at the local level, the things we care about most, you know, the quality of the education for our children, the quality of our services, you know, getting our garbage picked up on time, the recycling taken care of, and all the things, are, you know, our parks, our sewers, our municipalities, those things that are most important to us, the quality of our homes and our neighborhoods. So, but yeah, I had a great chat with Rick, and he's actually going to, he may possibly be on my show on Saturday, March 26th. So, and again, Rick owns a gas station, and I know Saturdays can be pretty busy for him, but I hope I can get him on the show and we can hear more about what Rick had achieved in his first term and what he would like to do if he is reelected. And hope we can see and hear from Rick Lemke too. I've had some good communications with outgoing school board member Amanda Medina Roddy, who's become a good friend, and she may be calling in this morning. She wanted to know, she wanted me to do a plug about the Waukesha Noon Rotary that's going to take place on Saturday, April 2nd at Waukesha South, which I believe would be earlier in the day, because if you are a part of Southie Blackshirt Nation, and Sam is deep inside of her heart, in spite of her Catholic Memorial upbringing, that 6 o'clock that night, Waukesha South Boosters will be doing their Raise the Bar fundraiser over at the loft there on Blue Mound, across from the county, across from the airport. And that's going to be a really fun night with some silent auction, some great items. As I mentioned yesterday, that I'd purchased some gift cards from some local businesses to include in the auction. Tofty's Table. Have you eaten at Tofty's yet, Sam? Have you and Mace gone over there yet?
No. Mason's kind of a picky eater, so I feel like I'd be carrying the weight there, but we mean to get over there sometime soon.
You should, you know, and I think if you're a picky eater, that I think that place would be well suited, because it's a lot of farm to table type of items. And I'm guessing if he's picky, he probably doesn't like a lot of processed stuff, or a lot of, am I guessing that right? Or he's just more of a meat and potatoes, bread and butter kind of guy.
That's the vibe.
Well, that's the thing, is it is, you know, even though it's farm to table and people think right away, oh, it's going to be like, you know, I think there's still meatloaf on the menu. I mean, there's some really great, some great local proteins.
I love that.
Really,
yeah.
Different things.
Definitely have to get over there. I'm right down the street, and I love that the tables will be back out there soon.
Yeah, you know, and they're expanding.
The patio.
And so, yeah. And so there's also, the bar is set up real nicely, so you could go and have dinner there. Like, my wife and I one night went in there for a late night dessert. And after, and it was great. And, oh, the desserts were unbelievable. I had this, she got like a s'more. It was really cool. And it was nice. It was a nice size. I was thinking, I'd been to other restaurants where the s'more is like bigger than your head. But this, it was, oh, it was fantastic. And then they, I believe they make their own sorbets. And this was like a blueberry. Yeah, it's
now you're talking
fantastic. So, yeah. And then I went over to my friend Tom Hockle at Spring City Wine and got a gift card. And that's another fun date night place. And I think I mentioned this a lot. My wife and I have a membership there. And yeah, while I was buying the gift card from Tom, I also got my two bottles I get as part of my monthly membership. And we've really just scratched the surface in terms of real benefits. I mean, the bottles of wine alone are great benefits because, you know, you open the bag and there's like, we've had some real, I was like, wow, this is part of the deal. So it's really neat. And then there's ones you never heard of that, like, hey, this is really tasty. And so definitely check out, you know, I encourage everyone to check out Spring City, especially now, like when the weather gets warmer, they have their outdoor cafe, so which is great. And so, but enough about wine and enough about Farm to Table. It's St. Patrick's Day. We're going to talk more about that. We'll be going to a break, so stick around for Don Brown Connect filling in for Matt Flynn direct on this St. Patrick's Day. Cade Mila Falcha.
Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light.